Thank you very much for joining us on Coffee or Wine. My name is Shirley, and I would like to thank you for joining me today. I will always start my podcast thanking you for your MB and your time with me. So today's topic, quickly, I'll just rush into today's topic. Today's topic is active listening skills. I selected this topic at this point in time because I feel a lot of us are having conversations. We are raising our voice on issues that concern us, concern our communities, concern our neighbors' communities, and at the same time, we are also doing a lot of talking online. We're also doing a lot of talking. I just feel there's a little amount going to listening. Having an ability to listen to conversations without the urge to either correct a notion or attack or there are different phrases I can actually use, but it's something that I feel we should actually start learning, listening, because I feel we are talking, okay? Everybody's talking. Everybody has an opinion on every issue, which is wonderful. But I'm always going to say this, before you jump into a conversation, please make sure you have actually listened. Okay, something happened to me. I listened to a podcast. I usually follow up this podcast. It's an amazing podcast, The Roommates Podcast. And I listened to them. And okay, it was a clip on Instagram. And the part that they actually posted on Instagram just threw me off. Okay. Oh my God. I completely lost it. And I didn't even know the beginning of that conversation or the ending of that conversation or what led to that point. I think they just selected a particular part maybe to get the rest of us to go and watch or listen to it on YouTube. And I just quickly commented on, I don't really like your tone. Why, if you're going to correct these young girls, why don't you just sit them down, teach them and the rest of them? And I got a lot, like that day I was just training. That day I was just training on this particular platform because a lot of I received a lot of backlash because, and it was later I actually went ahead to actually listen to this to the full video of this podcast, and I understood where they were coming from. I wasn't in total agreement with everything that was said, but at the same time I understood where they were coming from. I understood the reason behind the tone that I wasn't comfortable with that made me to actually comment on the video. I understood the reason behind the video. Okay, so that's one lesson that I had to learn, and it took strangers that I didn't even I never meet most of those young men that had to get into my DM to start having conversations with me. Some of them were rude, some of them were actually amazing, trying to explain the whole video and giving me different links on going to watch it and the rest of them. Now that's one, and those are different, that's just one of different scenarios that has actually happened to me when I actually jumped into conclusion on a particular matter without taking a step back to listen to the conversation. It might not even be a conversation, it might be a situation, it might be different things happening around me, and I just we all have what we are okay with even before we step into different situations. For example, you already have a list of qualities that you don't want in your significant other, or you already have a list of qualities you don't want in your workplace, and then when you get into this workplace you discover that these are things that these people do often. And all of a sudden, you start, either you go to the HR or your colleagues and you start giving your opinions and the rest of them, you just start listing them out. I can't do this. I'm not used to this. You know, we are very good at listing out things we're not comfortable with, but at the same time, we forget to take a step back and understand, why are things happening in this way? Why are these people thinking this way? I'm not saying anybody has the time. I just feel 24 hours is no longer enough for us to no longer enough for the day. I don't know, maybe because of me, but I just feel 24 hours is no longer enough. But at the same time, nobody has some time to really sit back and evaluate why you're thinking the way you think. But at the same time, I want to say, I think I'm using a lot of at the same time. Anyways, I think if we take a step back in understanding why people say the things they say and do the things they do, which is also part of listening. You watch, you pay attention to their body language, the gestures they make, facial expressions, and the rest of them. Those things will formulate your speaking process, because jumping into conversations and voicing your opinion in the way, I have a confession, because I have an issue with people that tell me I am a blunt person, or I'm brutally honest. I don't know what the phrase that they use these days. I met someone of recent, and that was a phrase he used. He said, I'm a brutally honest person, and that threw me off, because I feel people hide behind the term, I'm a brutally honest person, and just hurt people, because you feel, I am just being frank, okay? I'm just being frank. You don't care who you're hurting with your words. So I try my possible best to, I learned of recent that when someone tells you who they are, take it like that, okay? Don't try to change them. Try to change them if you're really deep into the relationship. But at the same time, I just feel you should first of all accept who they are. If someone, for example, tells you, I'm a selfish person, if you meet someone for the first time, or in the process of you building a friendship with this person, and the person tells you, I'm a selfish person, please don't think the person is trying to be modest. Don't think the person is trying to, I don't know, hide their good part, and they want you to see the bad part of them. No, you're really trying to tell you who they are. Okay? So when someone says, I'm a selfish person, I am very terrible, I'm a hot-tempered person, please accept it first before you try changing, before you start thinking of 15, and this goes for the ladies. When someone tells us that kind of thing, somebody like me, I think of 15 things at the same time that I want to do to help this person change or get over this bad habit or something. That's my nature. That's, I'll call it my flaw, but that's me. So when someone tells you, I'm not very good at listening, I just want to tell you what I want to say, I'm frank with what I have to say, and I don't care who gets hurt, please accept who that person is first before you try changing. I just feel active listening skills are needed, even at in our place of work. Before you, when you're giving a task, spend your time trying to understand the importance of that task. Listen, and I think there's this popular proverb that we grew up with, saying, listen before you speak. I did not take that advice or proverb to heart, because I was actually speaking a lot without listening. I was really speaking a lot without listening, or I didn't even speak at all. I knew how to dissociate myself from situations that did not concern me, which is something that that's another topic I was going to talk about. But for now, practicing active listening skill is very important in our business world, in our relationship with people, in our everyday life. Listen before you speak. I beg of you, don't just, because you have the MB, don't just type, okay? I know you're trying to air your opinion. I know you are trying to, at the same time, you might be trying to convey the right message, but in the wrong manner, which is something that I needed to grasp. You might be trying to convey the right message, but in a very bad container. The package will not be received that way. So you need to try and learn how to package your words. You need to try and learn how to pass across that information that you want to pass. There are certain times that I might just say one word. I might just tell you, thank you, or I tell you, all right, that's fine, or sure, or something. And I've really passed across what I wanted to tell you, because sometimes going back and forth with people can be draining, okay? And no one wants to do that. So before, let the person air their views. Pay attention without judgment. A lot of people have gone through 1001 things, which I will keep on saying on this podcast, that it is not enough excuse for certain behaviors, but at the same time, you need to understand. Understanding is very key. Understanding, one step to active listening skill is first understanding. The second step is patience, okay? When you understand, then you're patient to actually respond. Because I feel somebody like me, that we have words, like if you're my close friend, you understand that when I'm in a very good mood, I can talk a lot. I can tell you about even the fly that passed across the world or something. I can just tell you every single thing about my day. Do you understand? When I'm very happy. So most of us are very good with words, or we are very vocal. We need to try to learn how to listen more. Please listen. When your significant other is ranting about something that you have done that they don't find funny or something, instead of coming from an attacking point to put them in their place, please listen. Just listen. Don't judge. Listen. Okay? That's the first thing that you need to do right now. Just try and practice active listening skills. So thank you so much for taking time to listen to today's podcast. I hope you have learned something with this few points of mine. Anyways, thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. My name is Shirley, and this is Coffee or Wine with Shirley.